This is DJ Tanis of Trouble Radio, and you are listening to a Trouble Radio podcast. Any attempt to copy or redistribute for sale is expressly prohibited by law, unless written authorization has been obtained from Trouble Radio and Circle to Circle. Enjoy the interview.
Trouble Radio Rock Shop. Music? We can sell you the instruments to make it. From your garage band to Carnegie Hall, we can outfit you all. So come to the Rock Shop. That's www.TroubleRadioRockShop.com.
Evening, Treble Radio listeners, 3WTroubleRadioRocks.com on the Dragon's Den. I am Tanis.
And this is Alana.
And we have with us Johnny from Circle to Circle. What's up,
hello,
brother?
Hello, everybody. How you doing? I hope you guys are ready to party.
Always. We're always ready to party, man. It never fails.
Oh, yeah. We've got listeners that have beer, vodka, and chips.
Yeah, beer, vodka, and chips.
Now, that sounds like a party I'm going to crash.
There you go.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, we've got our buddy Zane, who is our next DJ coming on, and he said, he comes on, he goes, I'm ready. I got my cheer, my chips, my beer, and my vodka.
Good. The best way to do that is take the vodka, do shots, and chase it with the beer. That's the best way to do it right there. Yeah. I'm glad you guys are having a good time.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, we finally got some good weather here in California, so it's a beautiful
finally.
Day. Beautiful day.
That's right.
So how's your weather? How's your weather where you are?
The weather over here is almost identical to California right now. It's going to change. It's going to get a lot more humid, and the humidity is starting to hit. And that's what's really hard over in the Tampa area. But, still nice and warm, better than I grew up in Chicago, so it's a lot warmer in Florida here.
Oh, so you're enjoying that. Yeah, that's funny you say that, because our guy Zane, actually, he's on that coast. He broadcasts out of PA, so very good stuff indeed.
So, are you in the studio now, or are you about ready to tour with Circle to Circle?
Well, it's kind of both that's going on. The band is in the studio right now as we speak. We just finished all the rhythm tracks, and we got all the lead tracks done and all the keyboard stuff done, and Zach is in the process of layering all the vocals right now. So it's going really good. It's going really quick, because we just had a little bit of a plan on what we were going to do, and just sometimes it's really sweet when a plan comes together and you put those pieces of the puzzle out there and you start seeing the picture. So it's just coming real good, and the chemistry is just really, really hot. So with all that happening and the music, this will probably be the heaviest Circle to Circle album that anyone has heard yet. By far.
Nice.
Very, very happy with the way the writing went on this one, and it's going to be some new beginning for breaking Circle to Circle, bringing prog metal, bringing heavy power metal into America, and mixing a blend of like an American style with a European style at the same time, capturing both audiences. Also, reaching back in the old Sabotage years and getting a hold of some of those fans and giving them a dose of some heavy music that they're looking for on some of those albums, and also some of the modern stuff, really, really tasty for the Circle to Circle fans to give them what they're looking for, what they're expecting to as well. And when you build something up like that on an album, it's really nice. It's kind of like making a really good movie. You got all the different elements that make a killer roller coaster ride for a great product and turning into a great show we're putting together for the tour.
Excellent, excellent. Now, that album, is there a line in the sand of when you're looking to finish it?
What's that?
Is there a kind of a line in the sand when you expect to finish the stuff you're working on?
Absolutely. There's going to be a fall release, and we're looking at September right now. I don't foresee any problems happening. Everything's pretty much laid down and pumping and slamming. We got Jay Stanley mixing the record. You know, he did a lot of big bands. So, and we are pre-mixing along the way during this process to get that speeded up and make sure that everything going on time, you know. So it's going really well. Zach's having a great time, and the boys and I have really put some really thick rhythm tracks down, and we're just having fun at the same time.
Right on. That's very great. Cool. That's the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be fun.
Heck
yeah.
It really is.
To be
when
work.
It starts being not fun, the music doesn't, it takes effect on the music. So I said, guys, yeah, let's jump in there and have some fun and make this. Let's heavy it up here and let's do this and let's do that and try these ideas and everyone that's really going for it. And we've been having some really good chemistry come along on this. It's really some new beginnings. It feels like we're just beginning now, even though the band's done so many albums. You know, it's one of those things where the egg cracks open and the egg hits the frying pan and you're like, yeah, this is going to start happening now.
Right on. So do you have a tour date set?
I do not have any exact dates, but I will tell you, key clubs have been booked already, and the tour is being dates are being placed around each of the main dates, doing some bigger stuff and doing some playing some better venues. So I'm very, very happy
very
the way
cool.
that's going. Also, 2011 is going to be big for some European dates. We're going to be booking with Red Lion over in Europe, and talking to some other people, I got the tour manager from Camelot with me tonight, and we're talking some business about maybe connecting along the way, because we're very good friends with the Ollie, the keyboard player from Camelot, and also talking to some other different bigger bands in America. So this time it's Circle to Circle hits Europe really hard, and everybody's really happy with that. We're going to come back, and we're going to get directly on the road. Also, there's a certain amount of songs that go on the album, and during this tour, you're going to start hearing some new material coming out besides what we recorded on this album. So we're about ready. Our fans are due. They've been diehard fans for us for the longest time, and we're going to give them what they deserve now.
Very good stuff. Now, are most of your tour dates in America upcoming? Are they going to be on the East Coast? Are you going to try and branch out and get across the country?
Well, definitely, there's a real big calling for Circle, believe it or not, and the calling for Circle in the Midwest between New York and Chicago, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Wisconsin. And so I think the tour is actually going to start there, and that's what management has been telling us. So that's why we'll grab a couple of dates and do a couple warm-up shows on the way and start doing some pretty decent shows in Chicago, Milwaukee, all those areas there.
Very cool.
Very nice.
Good stuff. Yep. Now, what the listeners don't know is, and I'm not sure if you can talk about it, you just let us know if you can't. The reason that we're behind on this interview a little bit is because you had mentioned that you were in some meetings. How did all that go?
Yeah. Could you repeat it again, I'm
sorry. I was saying the reason that we were behind a little bit on the interviews because you were in some meetings, and I was wondering how that went.
Oh, it's going really great. We're talking to one of the guitar players from Hell Yeah, and then they're connected with the Dean guys. We're also connected with the big corporation, a guitar center, and we're talking to them and negotiating some stuff and letting them know this tour is being put together. And the guys really love the Dean guitars. They love the Jackson guitars. We're endorsed by Jackson. So everything's going good. You know, it's the business, getting out there and talking to all the vendors and see who's going to best be perfect for the guitar players in Circle to Circle.
Nice. We're Dean resellers.
You know, I don't play guitar, but I look at the Dean guitars and I want to play. I just want to have one of those guitars.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus.
Well, we might
those
be able to set one up. You know, we'll get you a deal at Guitar Center and get you a signed guitar.
Oh, that would
see,
be
that'd
lovely.
Be cool. Yeah,
that would be a great birthday or Christmas present.
That would be pretty cool. But anyway, guys, I just want to let you know the album's coming along really good. We got big plans to tour real hard. You know, it's been a up and down roller coaster ride, just like the music business. It dishes it out that way sometimes. But we're ready to hit it really hard. We got some good management now, and we're excited to get this new sound and this new record out. So as soon as it's available, and as soon as we get it mixed and get it pressed, you're going to see this thing come out. We're going to get you guys the first copy. How about that?
Oh, I love that. Why don't you tell our listeners about your MySpace pages and where else they can contact you for your music, if you're on iTunes or anything like that?
Well, basically, everything sells off of our website, not the AFM website. We have a distribution with them, and also it's partnered up with Sony. So probably the best way to check out, if you want to pick up some Circle to Circle music, you can go to www.circletocircle.net, or you can go to myspace.com/circletocircle. And you can also be able to purchase music off of those two sites as well.
Nice.
Very nice.
Very good stuff indeed. So you must be getting ready to ramp up for some food, man. You just got out of a meeting. Are you hitting the clubs or what's going down?
Sounds like there's a party behind him.
I'm at a concert right now. We're backstage with Alice in Chains, and they're doing a big show here in Tampa. So,
okay, now I'm jealous. That's
yeah,
not
yeah,
fair.
Yeah, yeah. They're in a big item right now. They're doing really good. And so we're talking to everybody over here. It's going pretty well.
That, you know what, I'll tell you, just for that, I'm going to call you next month whenever we're backstage with Primal Fear.
That's right.
Man.
Yeah, we're going to go nan.
That's no problem. Let me tell you what, I'm very good friends with Matt Tenner. I did a tour with him and another heavy metal band I played with throughout the years with Chris Caffrey, called a band called Metallium. And I did a big tour with Tenner, and he was in a band called Tenner right before Primal Fear. Primal Fear kicked it out with Ralph on the vocals, and we did a nice tour with them, and it was awesome. I got along with Matt Tenner pretty good. He was an awesome dude.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice indeed.
Matt Tenner, well, he's from Europe. Let me tell you what, he loves his strip clubs. He loves the Mons Venus over here. He was like, if there's anything you can do, please send me a calendar from the Mons Venus. I said, no problem, guys. We can definitely do that for you.
Oh, snappy snap. Well, listen, brother, we'll let you get onto your evening, because it sounds like, yeah, you're going to have a good one. But
yeah,
we really appreciate you coming on, bro.
Thank you for everything. Thank you for doing the interview. And let me tell you what, as soon as we get some fresh music out to you, we'll let you know, and then we'll make another party. When we come through town, we definitely want to stop in and get with you guys and, you know, do a CD release or something together and have a real good time.
That'd be very nice.
Outstanding. You got to make it to San Francisco, California, brother.
Yeah.
That's what we're out of.
You can count on it, because I plan on playing Feel Goods over there. We plan on playing the Whiskey. So those are some of the clubs being negotiated right now, and that's just a different leg of the tour, you know? We're excited about it. We definitely want to hit the Strip and want to get over there into that area, because there's a lot of fans we have over there from, you know, back in the Sabotage days.
Excellent.
Very nice.
Excellent. All right, brother. Listen, you have a rocking evening.
Yes.
Kick some ass and, you know, knock back some shots with the boys from Alice in Chains.
Yes.
Cool. Very Thanks nice. A lot. And remember, guys, it's a consequence of power.
That is so cool.
All right, brother, take it easy.
Yeah, thank you very much. That was our pleasure. Nice guy.
Take care. Wow. Backstage at Alice in Chains.
Okay.
I'm jealous.
I was jealous as hell.
Damn.
I'm like, no, you didn't. Just name dropped on us and left us hanging.
Here comes the rooster.
Yeah. Well, we'll get Ralph Sheeper.